talk about praising the Lord in the good times. No. I think we need to praise Him when it's not so good.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Take your King James Bible.
Yep.
If you got anything else, don't open it.
Right.
Second Kings chapter number 2.
Go ahead, preacher.
Second Kings chapter number 2. Find your place, say amen.
Amen.
That's enough. Let's stand to our feet. And let's reverence the reading of God's word.
Hallelujah.
Second Kings chapter number 2. We begin reading verse number 13. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the water and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted him thither and thither, and Elisha went over. I'll preach you a message on where is God.
Yeah.
Heaven, pray for him.
Gracious Heavenly Father, God, we sure need to hear from heaven tonight. God, we didn't come to hear from Brother Jamie. Lord, we came to hear from you. So for a few minutes of time, God, I pray the Lord that you fill up his mouth, fill up his heart, fill up his mind. Hey, on the God, I pray that you speak to our hearts. Help us, oh God. And we'd be ready listeners, Father.
lost prayer.
Go ahead.
The real name was Hananiah. Mashiel.
Yes.
And Azariah.
Right.
The main friend, we call them by the slave name.
Right.
My friend, let me say this. They went in the fire a slave, but they came out free.
Go ahead, preacher.
Now, sit there, it's over. I've seen that look too many times. Yeah. I've heard that sound too many times. Yeah. You know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's over.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I reached up there and got his hand. I prayed with him. He could say just a little bit. And he said,
"Preach." Yeah. Uh-oh.
Preach.
Yeah.
He's given up. Yeah. It's over. It's done. I said, "Yes, sir, I certainly will." I talked to him. I shared some stories when he couldn't talk, so I did all the talking. Imagine that. And I talked all I could to him.
Go ahead.
Rehearsed stories and things that we had been through in the ministry together.
Yeah.
What we got to see, what God's done.
Yes.
Boy, it was just a Holy Ghost time.
Yes.
It was a hallelujah time.
Yes.
Hey, it was a time that we're standing on the banks of the Jordan, and one was about to cross over, and the other was going to have to wait just for a little while. I wanted to say everything I wanted to say.
Yes.
I wanted to get everything out to him I could possibly get to him, and I leaned down in there, and I whispered to him. I said, "When you get there and you see Mama, go up there and tell her I love her. Be excellent."
Yeah.
Made our goodbye. And I left out of there. It's all I do, hold myself together and get in that Jeep. I got in that Jeep and called my wife. Boy, I mean, I squawled my eyes out. I said, "Duh. He won't be here in the morning. It's over."
Yeah.
And my wife knew we'd been through this too many times. As ministers, she said, "Well, you know, you know." I said, "It's over. It's done. Today." Today, he's sitting up in the bed,
praise the
eating ribs. When you think that you're at the very bottom, when it's about over, hey, God don't have to wait till you plumb go out. But boy, sometimes he does it for those around him to see and understand that. Man, they know how to swallow. Praise God, my God is all. Yeah. something about to happen. They went out, started borrowing vessels from the neighbors that had empty vessels that they had no use for. You got testimonies you don't use. You got prayer you don't use.
Come on.
You got the word of God that you don't read.
Preach.
Preach. You know what? The prophet come and said, don't borrow there. And they went over there and knocked on the door. They, like most of us, probably looked through the blind and said, oh Lord, here they come. They've been watching them people struggle, watching them people fall apart, watching her lose everything that she had.
Right.
Had all the opportunity to use the vessels that they had.
Right.
Had all the opportunity to do everything they wanted to Where's the big one?
Oh, yeah, brother.
This is one we want.
Yeah.
You with me?
Come on.
This right here was probably enough to paint their bed off.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Feel that nut, Mama. She began to pour.
Yeah.
But you know what? She poured out. It filled up.
Yeah.
God poured out. Yeah. on the cross.
Yes.
Oh, my friend, thank God for the cross. Thank God that he laid his life down on an old rugged cross for you and I, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Thank God that he did it without a fight and did it without even fussing or cussing. Praise God, he laid his life down, they dug the nails in his hand, they lifted him up, they thumped in the ground, and he gave his life for you and I. But it didn't stay.
Amen.
So they found him in a tomb. They found him in a tomb.
Oh, brother.
But it couldn't hold him.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
The tomb ain't never been the same.
Right.
It'll never be the same.
Right.
Amen.
When we stand at the graveside of our loved ones, it ain't the end.
Yes.
It's the beginning.
That's right. Yeah, preacher.
Amen.
When you think it's over, that's when God's just starting.
Right.
They find him on the cross in Matthew chapter 23. They find him in paradise.
Yeah. Thank God.
Don't you know?
Yeah.
Those that was in paradise. Don't you know that they heard the footsteps?
Oh, preacher. Damn.
They heard the footsteps of one. Don't you know they probably thought, who's coming now?
Right.
But boy, when they got an eyesight of the man.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
The King of Kings.
Oh, yeah.
Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
And strode into paradise and preached a message.
Yes, what he said.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Boy, would you not like to have heard that?
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good enough message that it set them all free.
Right. Right.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I can tell some of you ain't reading your Bible, or some of you may be free will in here. I don't know what you are, but that's shouting ground right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'd love to hear my Savior preach the Word of God, the nail prints in his hands and appears in his side, saying how much he loved me.
Yeah.
Well, in Revelation chapter number 5.
Yeah, preacher.
You find out that Revelator's standing there and he starts to cry.
Go ahead.
Boy, he's tore up. Why? Because there's a big old angel stepped out of there. He laid out and he said, hey, who's worthy to open the book?
Yeah.
And there was none found worthy in heaven, nor on the earth, nor under the earth.
Right.
Oh, friend, they didn't have no hide. John wept. Tears of heaven. Man told me, he said, that scripture can't be right. And I said, why is that? He said, they ain't no tears in heaven. And I said, yes, they was. I said, he was crying up there. He said, why? And I said, because God hadn't locked them out yet.
Yeah.
You're right. We have a tear grind service up there one day.
Preacher.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
One of the elders poked him and said, hey, the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
You want to know where Jesus is at? You want to know where he's at? He's in my heart.
Right.
Why? Because he prevailed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, let me tell you this. In my job, they're real tech savvy, and I ain't. And they said, well, my report to me, and they told me, the higher ups told me, said, you got to start using AI. You know what that is?
Yeah.
I don't completely understand it all, but I have to use it. And chat, GBT, thank you. I'm going to put a P in that. Well, okay, then, I'm right. Smarter than I thought of it. They want me to start using that. They said, you got to start using that every time you type an email. You need to go through that. Now, you need to research something, go use AI. And I thought, this ain't going to work good for me. So I was sitting there looking at it. You know, people that have technology and things, you know, most of the time, you know, invents this stuff, most of the time those people don't believe in God.
Right.
They're science-minded. Yeah. You know what I mean? I ain't saying all of them, but most of them are science-minded, and they put all their hope in the technology and things and science.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
That's a little foul. This has been kind of crazy. So I started asking it, so, hey, that's pretty good. I started asking this, that, and the other, and I thought, well, that sounds right. Well, hey, this is, well, next thing you know, I was like, man, I'm liking this. This is making my job easy. I can just type something every which way and say, here, make this better. Man, it looks beautiful. Looks like I had a doctor's degree. And I thought, man, this is making me look smart. I'll probably get a raise and everything. I mean, I'm going to get promoted again. And then I thought to myself, well, how smart this really is. So I asked AI, where's Jesus Christ? Boy, that had an answer. Sure had an answer. And I thought, man, these left-wing nuts. That part of him know who he is in there. But ain't it kind of funny how the devil makes something for bad and God kind of makes it for good? How many times have we seen that? That, you know, the devil had something he meant for bad and God just, and God uses it for good. So, Brother Kevin, I asked him, I said, AI, I said, where's Jesus Christ? And it popped up right here, come all this stuff. You know what it said? Hang on, real quick. He's seated.
I guarantee you.
At the right hand of the Father.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. That's the plan.
the God of Elijah.
Yeah.
Where is God of Elijah? The Lord still had the Elisha. Still able to carry the word.
Yep.
You know what we need? Folk to help us.
Yep.
With a backbone.
Amen.
In a very, very politically correct, tender society. We still need men that will stand on the word of God. Preach sin is still sin. It don't matter if it's in your home or my home. If it's sin, it's sin.
Amen.
I'll say this real quick just because I want to. You know, I got some family members, and I got a big family. Big family.
Here we go.
And I got some good ones. And I got some rotten ones.
Yep, yeah.
And you do too.
Yeah.
You ain't got no halos on your head.
Right.
Amen. Some of you have, but I've been seeing you out there polishing them up, right? And I got some that, boy, they said they'd go with me all the way. They told me that they'd be there with me. They joined my church and come in, boy, they really helped me. Until the sin was in their camp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Preach.
Is that right?
Come on, baby.
You know what they do? They come to me and go, now, Jamie, now this is my daughter. You know who this is.
Don't change, brother.
Now, we, you know, it's just, you know, I said, I don't care. I don't care if it's your daughter. I don't care if it's my son. Sin is sin.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want, they don't have to do me no more.
How
about that? Did you know they missed the lick of nothing?
Right.
Yeah. God still blesses.
Yeah.
The door's still open.
Yeah.
Right.
You know why? Because you stand and preach in the Word of God.
Yeah.
Instant in season, out of season.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That hits your toe, get the foot on out here, and I get it off. The God of Elijah. Where is he in your home? Where is he in your life?
Right.
Where is he at the school? Where is he on your job?
Right. Yeah.
Where is he in your mouth and your testimony?
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, let me say this. This is kind of funny to me that when we have troubles and problems, boy, we sure want everybody to pray.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Church, every time the service is open, I mean, son, you're there because you have got a problem.
Right.
And you need everybody to pray for you.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. If you find the God of Elijah in your home before the problems get there, you wouldn't have to stand up here wringing your hanky trying to get up on the Don't you need him? Don't you need him? Don't make the Lord drive you to your knees. Get on voluntarily. You know, God sometimes won't bless until you get caught up on your things. You know, you say, well, I don't know why God ain't helping me. Well, because you ain't thanking for the last time he helped you.
Come on.
When's a, you sure did agonize with God and pray and ask him to help you, but now that you're on the mountaintop, you forget to pray ever so often. But boy, when your heart is broken 1,000 pieces and there's nobody left there but Jesus, you sure called out to the man.
Come on.
When everything's good.
That's right.
Don't need him near as much.
Come on.
I got news for you. You need him more on the mountaintop than you do in the valley.
Amen.
Why? Because that'll keep you from getting in the valley.
Amen.
I'm talking about the God of Elijah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the God of Elijah that took him up in a fiery chariot.
Right.
I'm talking about the one that took him home.
Amen.
And one of these days, he's going to step out and take us home.
Amen.
Are you ready to meet him?
Yeah.
You ready to meet him?
Come on.
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you saved?
Yes.
Are you saved to know that you 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 know?
Amen.
How about it? Say, I'm saved, your family ain't. Have you introduced them to the God of Elijah? Do they see him in you?
Right.
How about it, friend? It ain't your pastor's job to do it all the time.
Right.
Amen. Ain't your pastor's wife to do it all the time.
Amen.
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 I'm a big fan of pastor's wives.
Yeah.
Amen. I watched my mama grow up in. Bless your heart. Bless
your
heart. How about it? I'll help you out. Stand your feet and close your eyes. Bow your head. Christians pray. Look, I got you on your feet now. You're closer to the altar than you was. Hey, won't you come?
Yeah.
Maybe there's something that you just need to thank God for. You ain't thanking for it. You pray for something today and God helped you with it. You ain't even thanking for it today. How in the world could you come to the house of God with your head lifted high without giving Him praise for what He done for you?